Good morning, all listeners. Welcome to Being Inspired by His Word Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Lee, and I'll be taking today's prayer. Today's prayer is taken from the book of Job 19:25. I'm reading from the King James Version. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Let's move on to the prayer point. Lord, I honor you and worship your majesty for who you are. King of Kings, thank you for this beautiful new dawn and grace of life. Lord, thank you for forgiveness of sin and your bloodshed for my salvation. Ancient of Days, thank you for the price you paid on Calvary for my sake. Lord, thank you for taking away shame and pain and for giving me liberty. Lord, thank you for replacing all this grace with your divine grace. Lord, thank you for divine transformation and everlasting love showered on me always. Lord, thank you for removing condemnation from my life. Lord, thank you for writing my name in the book of life and for divinely guiding my journey in life. Lord, thank you for erasing negative occurrence and destroying the perpetrators from the pit of hell. Lord, thank you for bringing back to life whatever was dead that needs to be alive in my life. Lord, thank you for the life of the verses, for these daily prayers are impacted by it in our household, for changing our story beyond the imagination of men. Thank you, Abba, for answered prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's move on to daily confession. Sin shall not have dominion over me. I am operating the power of the Word of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus by faith. As Jesus is, so am I in this world. I serve the living God. He paid the price for me to live in Him forever. He is my Father and my Maker. He has silenced the opposition from hell and redeemed my soul forever. I am an ambassador for Christ. I live in this world, but I am not of this world. Hallelujah. And that's today's prayer from Being Inspired by His Word. Today is the 31st of March, 2024. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Remember, Jesus loves you so much. Always walk by faith and not by sight. Don't forget to be a blessing to someone by sharing this. And tune in tomorrow for another wonderful time of prayer to the glory of God and by His grace. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Jesus is coming back very soon.